Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh my goodness, is it not beautiful out there today? Who got out and enjoyed
me.
The weather? You know what?
I did too.
I got out. I feel like this is like the last day of warm weather, right?
It could be.
Yeah, it's going to get a little nasty into this weekend. And that's unfortunate. But we've had a great October, really, really nice beginning of November as well. I still think, you know, I'm going deer hunting a week from today. And typically there are more leaves off the trees, I think, at this time.
They've started falling in my neighborhood.
Well, they're falling. But I mean, because we had such a warm October, I think it's...
It'll be later. Yeah.
I'll have an added...
We need a foliage report.
Well, I have an added excuse for not hitting a deer and getting a deer next weekend. That's what I'll tell you. I hit some golf balls today. It felt pretty good to do that. A week ago, I had to turn down, and I just wimped out an invitation to play Belle Reve Country Club with my friend Jeff Drew, known as the King. He's kind of an embarrassment to Belle Reve sometimes. I'm going to find out a little bit more here about Jeff with Ed Glotzbach, who is the tournament director for Belle Reve Country Club. You still let that Jeff Drew guy hang out at Belle Reve, Ed?
We still have that what, Mark?
Do you still have that guy, Jeff Drew? Is he still allowed to hang out at Belle Reve Country Club? Or have you banned him?
We got
him?
A pretty close monitor on him when he comes, but yeah, he's allowed to hang out.
Well, listen, the reason I want to have you on is I'm very excited. The BMW Championship, you know, I did my show the whole week out there when the PGA Championship was there, and then they changed the dates. That's in the spring now. But the BMW Championship is coming to Belle Reve next August. It's going to be very exciting. You put out a call for volunteer positions, and you filled them, Ed, almost automatically and instantly, didn't you?
We did. We actually started a week ago Wednesday in the morning and put the call out for volunteers. We asked for 2,100 volunteers, and really by Friday evening, 3 days later, those volunteer slots were full. And they were filled by volunteers from 31 different states, and
wow.
1,500 of the folks that volunteered came from the state of Missouri. So we were just delighted. That doesn't happen everywhere. But it sure speaks a lot about the people of St. Louis and Missouri.
And you're talking about people who will be some folks inside the ropes, you know, marking balls, et cetera, some folks outside the ropes. A lot of people doing a lot of different things during this tournament. These are big. I mean, I've said this for years, Ed. You know this. The PGA puts on amazing events.
Oh, yeah.
They do put on amazing events. And part of the reason for that is that, which is, you know, not the more exciting part, perhaps, is there's a lot of behind-the-scenes work that goes on, you know, to do everything from making sure there's, you know, places to park, that the experience is great for the spectators, that the course itself is ready, that the PGA Tour understands a lot about the course. And so it's but then at the end of the day, just like in 2018 and what I've know will be the case in 2026. It turns out to be a great event. Not the least of which is the people of St. Louis come out and they're respectful and polite and enthusiastic, and the players love to come back.
Yeah,
that
that's
is
awesome.
So true. You remember Tiger actually tweeted about that. Well, the mm-hmm. last time he was here for whatever, he's like, St. Louis fans were fantastic. So I love that that's the case.
Yeah, that's all. Well, we didn't see the best example of that at the Ryder Cup, which is why that's important. So, Ed, one of the things, there is like a waiting list for volunteers that I know that people can still apply for. But then beyond that, one of the things that this kind of signals is that there's going to be extreme interest in tickets for this event. So tell me ticket availability and when that becomes something people can take advantage of.
So people can actually sign up today on bmwchampionship.com and express a priority interest in tickets. And then on November the 20th, they'll be the first ones to get an email and a piece of paper that says, okay, tickets are available for sale. So they're actually can start purchasing on November the 20th, but they can express an interest in being an early signer today by going on bmwchampionship.com and just hitting the link for interested in tickets.
I can't believe that the PGA was in 2018 that long ago already. That just seems mind-boggling. I mean, the pandemic sort of clouds all of this, but it just doesn't seem like it was that long ago, Ed.
No, it doesn't. And but one of the things that, you know, happily I think happened is still, people around town talk about the PGA Championship in 2018. It's not uncommon to see some hat or quarter zip that somebody's wearing that has the championship emblem on it. So it's the kind of thing that the story goes on. I think a part of that was just the fierce battle between Brooks Koepka and Tiger Woods.
And then
when Tiger was finished and walked up over that player bridge and stopped and acknowledged the crowd, I'll bet you I've seen 20 pictures of that from different people.
It's amazing. You know, cool. We have a guy who works here at Odyssey. He is, you probably know his voice. His name is Dave King. He's on a lot of the imaging for our sister station, KMOX. And he was the guy on 17 that essentially had to find Tiger's ball when he hit it to the right of the creek. And at first, he didn't see it. And there's the guys on CBS are like, well, I wish that guy might point to where the ball is. And then they finally found it. But that was that defining, you know, shank, if you will, made the eagle out of the way on that par five. But that might have cost Tiger the tournament, that shank right there. But, Ed, thanks for all the information. This is great. I'm excited. I can't wait for this tournament. I love the event. I'm hoping that I can do the show out there like I did the PGA Championship. And you keep a close eye on that Jeff Drew guy because I don't trust him at all.
Well, we'd love to have you out there doing the show. And don't worry, we always keep a close eye on Jeff Drew.
Thank you, Ed. We'll talk soon. Keep us posted,
thank you
okay?
For the time. Take care.
I felt so guilty because, Jane, you came out at the PGA, didn't you?
We had so much fun. And didn't we get a big rain?
Yes. So what happened was is that Friday, we were doing the roundtable, and then there was a pause in play because of rain. So we were doing the show, Sue, right on the range for where the players would, the practice range. And so I go out there, it's pouring rain. And what they do at professional golf tournaments, like I hit balls at Family Golf today, and these aren't real balls, right? They don't carry the same way.
They're junk.
But they, when you're at the range, you pick your ball that you're going to hit, and it has the GPS in it or whatever the hell they call it, so they can monitor it, and they can see all that. Mm-hmm. So I'm right on the range, and Fred, I don't know if you were there with me, and I kind of wander out there, and these are like cool balls, right? So I start picking a few of them up, and I'm putting them in my pocket.
This is why we don't get invited anywhere.
Yes,
so,
this is exactly
why we cannot somebody, have nice things.
Somebody finally yelled, I think someone yelled, I wasn't even sure, I was kind of trying to act like I wasn't really doing it, and I was, but then I felt so bad, because you know what they told me, what they do with those balls?
That you're stealing?
They give them to kids and stuff like that, they donate those balls to youth organizations. That's not bad, Jane. I do, but I did. Maybe I had a dozen. They were then lost. They were lost.
Did some beeper go off, and you're like, oh,
no. I mean, it was
pouring
rain.
You were on somebody's iPhone.
It was pouring rain, and I just walk out there acting like I'm doing, you know, looking around. around.
And they weren't suspicious at all.
Well, there were only two people on the range downrange because it was pouring
cameras.
Rain. Well, there might have been some cameras out there. Hey, look, I didn't get arrested. There's no warrant that I'm, but I wouldn't do it again because I didn't realize they donated those things to like kids and stuff like that.
But we had so much fun that Friday.
It was
really
fun.
Did.
It was a lot of fun. And you remember that the size of that, and I'm guessing it'll be similar for the BMW, the size of the PGA store just in and of itself.
Oh, that's why I said merchandise.
That's what I heard.
It was incredible.
It was incredible.
But in order to give them your hundreds of dollars, I mean, it's not cheap merch.
Oh, no.
You know, you had to wait in line for 40 minutes. So, of course, we didn't have a break long enough. And so I had to go after
to get
merch.
Because I'm going to get credentials. They, Sue, you've been in
you
locations where the media has been treated specially.
Yes.
They had, in the media room for the PGA Championship, they had a little area for massages. For the media, not for the players. They had a massage area for the media. I'm not kidding.
Oh, they
did. We were also able to pick out. We were able to pick out anything in the PGA store that we wanted, like one shirt that we wanted. And Yeah, it was like unbelievable. They
wow.
people,
the
so
food.
The food
the
was
food.
Amazing.
I went for the food. Of course.
Yeah,
I know that.
Smart,
shocked you.
A lot of fun.
Smart.
So anyway, put the target date for the BMW Championship. Sue has Sue's News on a Friday coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sue's News is coming up. I picked this song to go into it here for a particular reason, Sue Thomas. Elton John, on this day 50 years ago, started a 3-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Rock of the Westies. That was the 10th studio album. The 7th U.S. number one contained this song, Island Girl. She's down to 6'4". which I love. One of my favorite songs.
6'3".
By
I love this song.
They just put I don't know what you call this, like an updated version of Captain Fantastic out with different.
Oh, that's cool.
And that was from a couple of weeks ago. Someone Saved My Life Tonight. Oh, Philadelphia Freedom. It's really good. Anyway, I thought I'd point out that this was number one 50 years ago. You want to take you. Well, we got to do this on a Friday.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
On this day in history, 60 years ago, you know, I guess I think about the Pillsbury Doughboy not much, but when Thanksgiving comes, I've just been sending out texts today, hey, the only thing, and I like to bake, but crescent rolls at Thanksgiving are so easy, and they're so good. And then this popped up. 60 years ago today in 1965, the first Pillsbury Doughboy commercial debuted.
I'm Poppin' Fresh, the Pillsbury Doughboy. May I have this dance? A house smells so nice when you...
Oh, this brings back memories.
You bake something warm and fresh in the oven. Nothing.
I just kind of remember the Pillsbury Doughboy just getting touched in the little belly and then laughing, right? That's kind of the image.
And then at some point it got weird.
A little creepy then after that?
After that. No,
well, maybe
so
it took to Ghostbusters when it became creepy, right?
Nothing looks so good. Golden brown.
Just sounds like a commercial from 2025.
Right? It is perfect.
As fresh home-baked crescent rolls.
Man, have we changed,
man,
right?
Oh, man, I love those.
No ads like that anymore.
Nope.
And on this day in history, 52 years ago, it was in 1973, New Jersey became the first state to let girls play Little League Baseball. And they were ordered to do so in a civil rights hearing. And according to AI, which never lies, approximately 100,000 girls play in Little League Baseball programs today.
I love that. That's
I
awesome.
Love that nice? Too.
I'm disappointed because my daughter started playing baseball. I mean, she started T-ball and then she was doing like coach pitch and she was actually pretty good at it. And then she just decided she didn't want to do it. Like she didn't want to do softball. So I was, because she was actually showing some skills and she wasn't really good at catching the ball, but she could hit. She could have been a DH. Look at that.
There, right, right? There you go. There you go. All right. And I am going to tell you that we have a special guest for this next story.
Ooh. I'm so excited about this, especially since he stood us up yesterday.
Well, he couldn't help it. He has four boys, as you know. Producer emeritus Dave Klein, are you with us, Dave?
I'm here.
Woo-hoo!
Hi, Dave.
Okay. We are going to do a story, and of course, I need Dave's help. So here we go. It's driving their teachers crazy, but apparently more British kids are talking like Americans. Now, Fred found this story.
Okay.
Now, they say you could blame it on TikTok or Netflix or YouTube because, you know, they're watching it over there and they're starting to pick up some American accents. Now, a growing number of these teachers have also noticed that they're having their students refer to apartments instead of
flats.
That is correct. Or they'll call them elevators instead of
lifts.
The fact that we think this is so funny.
Because he's got the worst British accent ever. It's actually sounding passable with one word, though. It's when he cobbles words together is where it really falls off the rails.
And the younger child. The younger the child, the stronger the transatlantic influence. More than 50% of primary school teachers surveyed by the Times of London said they've caught their kids using American words or American accents, compared only to a third of secondary school teachers. Americanisms grating on teachers' nerves the most is Americans, these British kids saying trash instead of
rubbish.
Wow. I think he's taken lessons. He's taken lessons.
Oh, my gosh. Dave Klein, you are the best. Thank you for that. If you want to give us an entire sentence in that accent, I'm fine with it. How do you feel about Americanisms then in the classroom, young son?
Well, I think that these young American kids are doing a great job of trying to really ingratiate themselves in the American lifestyle.
Yeah, it's back to being bad. It's back
to being bad.
Here's what I'd say.
I give it a B. I think he's taking lessons. Dave, you're a genius.
Dave, this is
Thank
my
you,
message
Dave.
To you.
Thank
ready?
You.
My message to you from Kevin Klein.
Oh,
you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you for joining us.
We miss you, Dave Klein.
Miss
you, Dave Klein.
And by the way,
miss you guys too.
Hey, I'm digging the beard. You're kind of rocking a beard now.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know for how much longer, but for right now, it's the kids hate it. My wife loves it, so yeah. I kind of go back and forth.
I like it. You look very handsome, David Klein. Thank you very much. Okay, Sue.
Okay, well, I just had to thank him for that. That really entertained me.
You know, that British at the end there, the sentence, it sounded very Massachusetts Boston.
A little bit. Well, that's his gift.
More like John Kennedy.
That's his gift.
Yeah, it is.
I stand with Dave Klein. I give it a B. Okay.
All right.
Now a story for Jane. Oreo has announced a new special edition tin of cookies that taste like Thanksgiving foods.
What?
You can't get them in stores. No. It's only online. Six different flavors, Jane. Each tin comes with two of each. The flavors of these Oreos for Thanksgiving are turkey and stuffing.
I can't. Okay, we got to taste this.
All right,
this. Come on.
Sweet
now.
Potato.
Okay,
hold. Creamed corn.
Ah.
Okay. I'm going to take a stand on that one right there. All right.
Wait a minute.
I don't even.
You hadn't gone too far until you did creamed corn. Exactly.
Okay. Cranberry sauce.
Yes, that's
pumpkin
good.
Pumpkin pie. Now, that might be good.
I've tasted pumpkin pie.
And caramel apple pie.
Now,
we tried
apple
that,
pie,
didn't we?
I don't know if it was caramel. I thought it was just apple
pie.
Oh,
they were good.
But those were good. So we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater here.
Okay, that's a good
point. I'm going to order the tin.
You better get that Amazon account going. Because
you can order a tin for $20 plus shipping, Oreo.com.
Just to be clear, the tin comes with the variety?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right.
Now, Kraft is selling apple pie flavored mac and cheese online this holiday season, and no.
I'm a no on that, I have no standards. I like peeps.
No.
That's true.
No. That does not sound good.
You cannot buy. You can buy a single package at Walmart for $1.48. That's how highly they think of that. Now, in winter sports, you guys, there were some random stories out today, but I found this fascinating. In winter sports, giant snow-lined hamster wheels might be the next big thing in skiing, and they're hoping they're going to call it indoor skiing. And it's this huge wheel with snow all the way around it, and you just kind of go back and forth, you know, out and in. You don't go up and upside down. But if you look it up online, it's called a snow tunnel, and it rotates around while you ski inside of them. They are 40 feet across. They can spin at about 30 miles an hour. Look it up online because I know it's very difficult to picture in your head. But, yeah, they're called a snow tunnel.
It was easier for me to picture because Sue was doing her arm movements when she was describing it. So if you were watching on the YouTube or on the X formerly Twitter, you might have gotten a better image of that. But, yeah, that sounds crazy.
It's just nuts.
Do they have a list of where these exist now?
I'm not sure. I didn't see that. It was just a really brief blurb. But if you Google that, you'll see it.
I have a lot of failures in life, but skiing is one of my major failures.
I tried.
I took lessons.
I major
failed. My signature move was I would go down the hill and then I would spin backwards and then I'd fall on my ass. And I was really good at that.
Congratulations.
I dislocated a shoulder, broke my tailbone.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, like things, and I did unfortunately fall off of a catwalk and was probably 6 feet down. And
you're
had
a mess.
Oh,
my
I love skiing,
goodness.
Though.
Oh,
I mean, I ski trees, but I don't anymore. But yeah. I did. But I had to throw my poles and my skis up onto the catwalk because someone knew I was there.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Because when you step, it's snow.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you can just climb
right,
up.
Right.
So,
whoa.
So somebody had to come and help me. And I've been skied down a mountain and skied by ski patrol.
Good grief. All right, in AI news, this I found interesting. A study found that AI prefers Polish over English. Researchers gave a bunch of AI models the same prompts in 26 different languages, and it understood Polish the best. I mean, what?
Yeah, what? How do you explain
that?
Yes. English ranked sixth behind French, Italian, Spanish, and Russian. How is Russian easy? I am trying to listen to a book on tape, and it's not really on tape, it's on Audible, and all the names in it are Russian, and I can't even stand to hear it. It's just not pretty to the ear. So I'm like, I can't. I'm going to have to give up on that book.
Well, we just had George Rosenthal on. She said there's got to be a reason for that, though.
There
right?
has to. We can ask him.
Weird.
And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Okay, you have to think about this. For the state of Texas to have the population density of New York City, every single person in the world would have to live there.
Mm.
That's how dense it is.
That makes
in
your
New
brain
York
hurt,
City.
Right? There you go. Sue's News on a Friday. Paul Hall's coming up. Frank Cusimano a little later in the hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got Frank Cusimano coming up. We'll get his thoughts on the Mizzou Texas A&M game. Jane Duker hanging out with us with Sue Thomas and Fred and Ethan on a Friday afternoon. We also have Paul Hall from Common Guy Films with us this afternoon. How are you, Mr. Hall?
I'm good, Mark. I only talk about one-word titles this week, it seems like, from what they've rolled out for me to see.
All right, so what do you want to start with here?
Let's go to Nuremberg first.
Yeah, I'm very curious about this one. I love World War II dramas or anything around that time period. This one looks intriguing. What do you got for me?
Nuremberg stars Russell Crowe as Hermann Göring, and so we get the trial, the legendary trial. For those of you who know history, you know these trials were something else, and they were held in Nuremberg, taking Göring, who was Hitler's number two, and the only one that they kind of caught right off the bat as he surrendered to American troops, and then puts the tale around him and a number of the others there. But it's really more the tale between Göring and Douglas Kelly, who is a shrink assigned to come basically feel him out, get his, you know, figure out who he is, what he is, what they can use against him, and all the rest. Rami Malek is there for that. And Michael Shannon's along as the prosecutor here, the Justice Robert H. Jackson. This is a cast that's loaded. It's a tale that's loaded. It's a tale that needs to be told, especially now with all the rhetoric that gets thrown around in American politics today. People need to see what a Nazi really is and what Nazis really did. This is, at points, you will get sickened watching the screen. And if you don't, you have no heart. As you see people in various states of surviving the concentration camps. So don't be afraid to see this because of that. However, be aware when you see it that there's going to be some moments in the middle during the trial where you see these scenes. It's really that cat and mouse, that figuring out one person from another. I liked it a lot. The end gets Douglas Kelly's story a little bit more and pushes it out there. He, you know, he didn't do much with his story after that, but I think that's kind of in there for today's world, shall we say. I don't know how much he was roundly disinterested for the rest of people, didn't really care. You know, it's a moment in history, needs to be told with great actors, and Nuremberg definitely has that.
Unless you're Nick Fuentes or Tucker Carlson these days. I'm very interested in the Sidney Sweeney movie, which is called Christie, which is based on a true story of Christie Martin, who was a prize fighter. And boy, this looks like a different Sidney Sweeney than she is in the American Eagle jeans commercial, doesn't it?
Yeah. Nobody that watched the American Eagle jeans commercial is going to complain about Sweeney in her role here. She really takes it all on, almost to that level where The Rock took it on, Dwayne Johnson took it on in The Smashing Machine, where she becomes Christie Martin. Now, for those of you who don't remember, I grew up in this Christie Martin era, as I'm sure you did, and so many others. But I was a fight fan at the time. I remember this is the start, really, of female boxing and was coming on to the scene. Men didn't trust women's boxing. They didn't want anything to do with women's boxing. And Christie Martin changed the way that was, changed people's eyes on some of that stuff, because Christie Martin was a bad mamma jamma, let's just say. She would come in the ring and do some things that just really would embarrass her opponents, because she was so much more tough. And I will say, because she rose from the tough man competitions. There also was relationship issues with Sidney Sweeney. Her husband here at the point, Jim, who's played by Ben Foster, another character in this movie you will not recognize on screen. For those of you who know Ben Foster, he takes on a role that you will not like before it's all said and done. This is in an era where boxing with females was at its infancy and everything around it was very sexist and very tough to deal with. Sweeney is wonderful in this movie. It's not for everybody, but I'll tell you, I liked Christie a lot, knowing Christie Martin's story, knowing kind of where it goes. And it's a little tough to watch before it gets all said and done as well.
So one of the films that I've been most intrigued by, just because I'm a huge Guillermo del Toro fan, is Frankenstein. And I thought that was going to be theatrical, but that's out this weekend, and that's a Netflix release?
Yeah, you can go see that on Netflix today. Huh, it did have awesome. A really small Netflix or a small theatrical run, not for a lot of cities. You know, the big cities, they always claim the coasts, because we live in the middle of the country. We don't get those type of things. But Frankenstein, the fact that Guillermo del Toro is behind this, he brings this to the screen, means you are going to have attention to detail that is something that you haven't seen with the tale of Frankenstein before. Oscar Isaac stars as Victor Frankenstein. Jacob Elordi is the creature that he created. You've got Christoph Waltz alongside and Mia Goth, who is perfect in her role as Elizabeth. The beauty of this is in the look on the screen. You will have your home screen through Netflix just blown out of your mind as you look at the detail that's there. Again, kind of a common thread for everything. Some of this, as he's building Frankenstein, or Frankenstein's building his monster, is a little gory. Guillermo del Toro doesn't mince words in the way he puts it together and the way he starts building the beast. This is not like Frankenstein that you saw in the 30s.
This
is Frankenstein today. Long movie, 2.5 hours long, so you got to stick with it. But it's a beautiful movie to watch, told very well. from the perspective of a couple different ways, and I liked it.
That's
I
awesome.
Surprised myself.
I love Guillermo, so I'm very much looking forward to that. Let me tell you something that I started watching last night that I liked yeah. quite a bit, and I can't remember if you mentioned it last week at all. Jane, I think you're going to like this one as well. I stumbled upon it. I knew it was coming out, and I just pressed play just to see what I would think. It's called Death by Lightning, and this is based on the true story of what happened with President James Garfield. You've seen the whole thing at this point?
No.
Okay, because it just got released. I think it just came out a couple of days ago. Have you? Now, you mentioned Michael Shannon. Michael Shannon plays James Garfield. Matthew McFadden plays the assassin Charles Guiteau, and it's really interesting. This is a different historical type of drama. Betty Gilpin is in the cast as well. Bradley Whitford, you might remember him from The West Wing. Nick Offerman has a role in here. So this one kind of intrigued me. I didn't know what to expect, but I liked what I saw in the first episode. The other recommendation that I would have, and I'm just going to admit that I'm intrigued by this for personal reasons as well, not because I have history as a serial killer, but because I grew up in the area that John Wayne Gacy was abducting boys and burying them in his crawl space. But the Gacy Peacock series is really, really good. There have been a couple of John Gacy docuseries, and then Peacock had the documentary. This is actually based on the documentary. It's really, really well executed. It's creepy as hell, as you might imagine. That story is just awful. But I would recommend that if you're looking for something episodic. Jane, have you checked that one out yet?
Well, the Death by Lightning I started. The Allen Iverson
documentary. Oh, that looks good, too. Is that really good?
Bawled my eyes out.
Wow.
It just really touched me. He's a very interesting, incredible guy.
He lost all his money, right?
No.
I thought he did.
No. He's on that show with Shaq. They do the shoes together.
But I thought at one point he had...
No, okay. No. Some bad things happened to him, though. And things that shouldn't have happened to him, which, you know, enraged me.
Paul, I lived in Milwaukee when you know, the Bucks were really good, when George Karl was the coach, Glenn Robinson. Paul's up in Milwaukee, which is why I bring this up. So this would have been 25 years ago or the early 2000 period. Remember when the Bucks were good with Glenn Robinson? And I remember that series with the 76ers was kind of crazy.
Intense. And then the other show I watched was not It's Her Fault on Peacock. About first of all, I think it's incredibly female. The actresses are phenomenal. They outshine everyone. The women clearly do better, but it is about a kid that's abducted.
Oh gosh!
And whose fault it is?
Okay.
And it is. I mean, it grips you right now. It a little bit. There's a few miscues where, you know, it goes a little bit off the shark, but you're on the edge of your seat the entire time.
And this one is on Peacock. Paul, are you familiar with that one or not?
I know about it. I have not gotten there as of yet.
Sarah Snook from Succession, and who else? The blonde girl. She was incredible. But it's Dev and Sarah is incredible in this.
Awesome. Look at that one.
As a mom whose child has been abducted.
You know, I was thinking about this on the roundtable. I'll ask this now because it's entertainment related. We're going to talk with Congressman Jason Smith at the top of the hour. Which will end the first, the government shutdown or the YouTube versus Disney dispute? Because I'm going to be so pissed off if I can't watch the Packers and the Eagles on Monday night. And it's not
ESPN.
Looking good right now.
Well, you know what? I think they're doing it because they want everybody to go to their... I don't think it's going to happen. I think... And YouTube
They're going to have it back
on. $20 off my bill. So...
No, they're going to get it back on YouTube TV or they're going to lose all their customers. I mean, people... There's no way that millions of people...
People are not going to pay $30. I mean, Jane, so I'm paying $9 more.
Yeah. There's not going to be millions of people that stick with YouTube TV if they don't have
ESPN. Making good decisions. Is that consistent?
No.
No, thank you.
Good point.
No.
But I'll tell you what, 20 years ago I told people, as people started saying, I want to pick my networks, I want to cut the cord, I said, look... Someday, somewhere, cable's going to come back together and bring all the packages back together because people are going to get fed up. And this is one of those moments, those kind of watershed moments that you're going to learn that maybe the right idea before, quote unquote, is absolutely the wrong idea now to bring some of these services back together. Because great programming is on all the services, whether it's Apple TV Plus or Peacock or Prime. Mm-hmm. All of them have something. You can't afford them all anymore.
Yeah, but it's the deal is YouTube, I do think, and you know, they're seen as a bully a little bit, but they have the numbers to compete and have some leverage here, which is
They've missed Monday Night Football. They've missed Saturday Football. They missed ESPN Game Day.
And they're going to miss it again tomorrow.
And I do not see anything that indicates that they are, you know, they don't
Here's
care.
Here's what I see that about makes websites. It look like they may buckle at some point. ESPN, I've had a number of responses from folks that have tried the other services, went away, said they hate the interfaces on some of the other services that are out there. And that gives YouTube a leg up, because if that's how people want to watch it, and nobody wants to buy another streaming app, whether it's ESPN or ESPN and Fox or ESPN and Fox and Hulu or ESPN and the Cooking Channel. It doesn't matter. Yeah. They're done with them. So I think they're pushing a losing battle at ESPN, and hopefully they'll come to their senses.
All right, Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
ComicGuy.com.
We'll talk next week. Huge game in Columbia, Missouri tomorrow. Texas A&M visiting the Missouri Tigers. Frank Cusimano from KSDK. Give us a preview. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. The Aggies will be a favorite. They're one of the best teams in the country, flat out. If Mizzou manages to pull an upset, it would be legendary, I think. Frank, how are you this afternoon?
It really would be. It'd be the best victory in Eli Drinkwitz's career, no doubt about it. And, you know, let me just say this. Texas A&M, they travel well. They've played three road games. They've been over 30 points in all three of those road games. So they're not intimidated by the ambiance. They went to Notre Dame and went to town. But I will say this. You know how in college football, Mark, they have that ridiculous stat where if the quarterback is sacked, that counts against rushing yards. You know, in the NFL, they don't do that.
Yeah, right.
Well, so if you throw that stat out the window, they are a bottom 10 team in the country in yards per carry given up. And let's face it, that should be a Mizzou strength with Ahmad Hardy. And I think they can run the ball. And if they can run the ball, that changes everything. It sets up everything for Matt Zollers. Now the key is, what do they do with protecting Matt Zollers? Because Texas A&M leads the country in sacks. And they have a guy like Cassius Howell who just wants to hurt quarterbacks. So if they can protect them, I think they can run the ball. You know, I think they got a good shot. They got a decent shot.
Both teams coming off a bye also, which is interesting.
Yeah, and I guess that gives Texas A&M a little bit of chance to look at video of Zollers, who they probably have more high school video on as opposed to the half he played against Mizzou. But I played last week against Vanderbilt. I will say this, though, is I think that Kirby Moore can open up the passing game more with Zollers than he could with Perbula.
I agree.
Simply because he's got more arm talent.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm excited.
I'm excited, yeah. Too. Look, and, you know, I've been to enough of these games where I'm ready to leave even in the second quarter when Mizzou starts to get blown out. But I love the way that we've been able to contain some of these offenses. It's going to be a huge crowd tomorrow, both A&M fans and Mizzou fans. I cannot wait. You got a wonderful football weekend ahead of us.
Frank, my biggest concern is, how do you slow down Marcel Reed? I mean, arguably, he's been a top three quarterback in college football this year. I know that Mizzou has the edge rush, but realistically, do you think that they're going to be able to slow him down enough to keep up offensively?
I do. Look, Mizzou did a pretty good job with the last Heisman Trophy candidate they faced in Diego Pavia. And I know Reed's probably a better athlete. He's bigger, stronger, a little faster. But, you know, that Mizzou defense, I don't, you know, every once in a while they give up a long pass, and that's the one thing that scares you about them. But in terms of getting to the quarterback and the linebackers like Trotter and then the defensive ends like Wilson and Young, I have a lot of confidence. They got some dudes on this defense.
When will the Blues win a game again?
Well, they actually came back and won last night.
Oh, they did win last night. Okay, sorry, but I missed that. I did miss that. I was watching football.
Well, I understand, and a lot of people were too, I bet. But I will say this. If you want to be positive about it, they have won two of their last three. Now, they just completely laid an egg in Washington. It was embarrassing as hell. They were down 5-0 just like that. But they came back, and the coach sent a message last night. He benched a star player, and they came out and played, you know, extremely well.
Frank, you know, I'm kind of intrigued about where the Blues are right now, because, you know, there's rumors floating around that Doug Armstrong is obviously not happy with what they're seeing, and he's been in talks with some teams. I've seen Jordan Kyrou's name being thrown out there a little bit. Do you think that there's a world in which, you know, the Blues are, you know, just to try and change things up, making an early season trade?
I sincerely doubt that. Now, I think that if we're talking closer to the deadline and things aren't working out, that's the name, Kyrou, that would be most likely to go because he has value and sometimes he rubs coaches the wrong way. But, well, let's just see how this thing plays out. You know, I talked to one Blues official at its worst, and he says, you know what? Why not finish, like, with the worst record so you can get the first or second pick in the draft? We haven't done that before, but I don't think we're at that point yet.
What's going on Sunday night?
Oh, we're going to have a good one. I'm glad you brought it up. The greatest high school pitcher ever produced out of St. Louis and a first ballot Hall of Famer, Max Scherzer. We go one-on-one, talk about everything from Parkway Central to Mizzou to his just the way that he lives for competition. And then we also sit down, the president of the Cardinals, for a no-holds-barred interview with Chaim Bloom and get his take on what they're going to do this offseason.
Are you heading up to Columbia tomorrow or not?
I think I'm just going to watch it. I got so much going on. It's 3 hours if you just stay at home and watch. So,
well, these games sometimes push to 4 hours. I mean, it's
you're right.
It's sometimes it's a little ridiculous. Hey, have a great weekend. Hopefully Monday afternoon we'll be talking about a Mizzou victory.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Take care.
I think that honestly, Ethan, I think we could get blown out and we could lose by 3 points, or we might be able to win the game. All ranges are open tomorrow, I think.
Lightning can strike.
It 100%. I mean, the spread on this is 6.5. I mean,
right?
This is that, you know, the one possession game, anyone's game. But I completely agree, this could end up being, you know, a really good game, or it could be ugly, because you have a true freshman quarterback that's making his first career start against the top three team
but
in the country.
But sometimes they don't know better. I mean, I hate
to say
that.
There's something to that.
I mean, look at Ryan Williams. I mean, his freshman year, like, oh my goodness. Sometimes.
Look, this kid looked good against Vanderbilt, and I'm going to give him all the chance he needs
tomorrow.
And if they
go after this quarterback, this guy's not used to it. And I'm telling you, they could rattle
him.
And
I think that they're, you know, the remainder of the team feels a responsibility sometimes when the quarterback takes a step back, that you have to do your part.
Absolutely.
To an even further level.
Right.
If Mizzou can do that, they have a shot.
M-I-Z.
C-O-U.
Jane, we'll see you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.